And so comes on the night. And the sun goes down, the trees become shadows. The neighborhood cats look out from their windows. A street lamp looms above like a gallows. And so comes on the night. The sky's full of clouds, not a star in sight. The moon is caught in a tree like a kite. And sirens wailing like dogs in the night are fading eerie echoes. The grass is cool, there are no mosquitoes. An airplane sounds like a violoncello. So who needs promise of tomorrow? This is my kind of night. Untitled poem. Jenny's out in her disguise of tinted lips and painted eyes. She'll use her Untitled poem. Jenny's out in her disguise of tinted lips and painted eyes. She'll use her ploys on all the boys, collecting beaux like butterflies. Alan's at the desk again, the handsomest of bards, dashing off love letters like postcards. What about the ugly ducks that don't turn into swans, the brown-haired girls who watch the boys go chasing after blondes? Mary sings until she cries, the saddest lilting lullabies. Until she sleeps, she softly weeps, a repertoire of sobs and sighs. I'm alone and I'm walking. A summer sunny day, I'm alone and I'm walking, beside the dirty river and the tugboat docking. A foreman shouts through megaphone, the warehouse walls return his voice in echoes mocking. I pass the empty boxcars on discontinued tracks. How long ago they must have rolled, the ties are choked with grass. Lot's wife, she lost her life, she didn't follow an angel's advice. I'm gonna flee this town and follow this line and not look back. An hour's walk and I'm in the wilderness, among the trees, along the tracks, inside the emptiness. The tracks stretch before me like Jacob's ladder. No factories, machinery, but works of one no less industrious. The railroad ends where the sky begins, mechanical stairway to heaven. I walk and others run past, sometimes a nod, hardly a smile am I given. A summer sunny day, I'm alone and I'm walking. For Carter. When all you want is sympathy and no one even cares, nor comprehends the sorrow that your heart, though youthful, bears, then what other answer is there than the one that's so apparent? A troubled heart will ponder what a troubled mind daren't. I have wept and now I cannot weep. I want to keep the things I cannot keep. I want to be alone so I can scream. I want to go to sleep and never dream. November yesterday. I thought of you today. I went for a walk on a November yesterday. Thought I'd check out the old neighborhood. It looks the same, but it's bewildering. There are no children. No toys in the driveways, no children noise as I thought there would always be. No you, no me. I thought of you today. I went for a walk on a November yesterday. The sidewalk was covered with wet leaves like walking through a bowl of cornflakes. No scraps of the old days. You weren't there as I thought you would always be, as I thought we would always be. Lavender Lady. Lavender Lady, she's lovely, I think. She gathers the lilacs, white, purple, and pink. She presses the blossoms within a book's pages that they may last for ages. The lady is pretty, her skin soft as petals, corsage that has never been worn. Yet within her beauty are thistles and nettles, and an occasional thorn. A hardy flower, stubborn and strict, she just will not be picked. Lavender Lady, I'm her fleur-de-lis, she crushes the petals for potpourri. She crushes my heart for a sweet sachet. She mixes it up in her lavender way. Lavender Lady, forget me not, and take these roses that I have brought. Put them not in your book, but in a fine vase. And when they are wilted like one who's been jilted, hold a mirror and look at your lovely face. Now gaze at the blossoms within your book's pages. How much more gracefully the picked flower ages. Connie's House. Her love is like a tidy house, open to anyone she might meet. And people march right through and don't so much as wipe their feet. She's always there, she will not move, although her house guests come and go. She hasn't anything to prove within her sweet chateau. Favorite fellows happen by and call upon our host, and each one in his turn has been the one she wanted most. She falls in love so easily, it seems her heart will never rest. As each one dares to leave her nest, he becomes the one she loved the best. She always stays, they always go. She tries but cannot keep them close. And each one in his turn has been the one she missed the most. She mourns heartily but never long, departed love's nomadic. The memories like ghosts remain and lurk about the attic. I'd like to be a child again. I'd like to be a child again, caught up in rhymes and let's pretend. Jumping rope and kick the can, finger painting, butterfly nets, 2 + 2 in alphabets. Things were so much better then. I'd like to be a child again, with one best dress and one best friend. Hand-me-downs and lemonade stands, 20 questions, marionettes, dandelions and violets. Things were so much sweeter then. I'd like to be a child again. I'm caught up in remember when. Alice was in Wonderland and promises of I won't peek at crazy eights and hide and seek. Things were so much simpler then. I wish I were again a child. Disneylanded, Treasure Isled, Donny Osmond, Santa Claus, ice cream sodas, elbow straws. Things were so much better then. I wish I were a child again. Happy Lobsters. My friend Valerie says happy lobsters when a normal person would say see you later or have a nice day. She doesn't know why she does this. What makes them lobsters happy? What makes them lobsters glad? How can you tell how they're feeling? How do they look when they're sad? Do their little antennae quiver? Do they cry little lobster tears? How do they handle depression? Do they drink too many beers? What makes them lobsters happy? Is it those of the opposite sex? Let's face it, they can't play canasta. They can't even shuffle the decks. Do they like to read the funnies down there on the ocean floor? Can they win the publisher's clearinghouse or vacation at the shore? Is their lucky number 7? Are they happy they never get mange? Do lobsters look forward to heaven? Do they like to sing home on the range? It's probably not the sunshine, and it couldn't be good grades. They don't often drive convertibles, nor know how to play charades. Do lobsters like to work overtime? Do they get paid time and a half? How do we know they're happy? Have you ever heard one laugh? I'd like to hear lobster laughter, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Is happiness what they're after? Will they search for it nevertheless? Is chocolate cause for elation? Do they like to spend money on clothes? What makes a happy crustacean? I guess only Valerie knows.